precious treasury of compassion, bestow our supreme inner peace. You who love all beings without exception are the source of happiness and goodness. Supreme purifying nectar, and your mind is refuge for all living beings. With folded hands I turn to you, supreme and changing. I request from the depths of my heart, please give me the light of your wisdom to dispel the darkness of my mind and to blessings and virtuous deeds, and my strong wish to rely upon you. May all suffering quickly cease, and all happiness and joy be fulfilled. Of a cloud. which is like a cluster of fresh white curd. Please come to this place together with your sons. In the space before me on a light throne, lotus and moon, the venerable Guru smile with delight. O supreme field of merit for my mind of faith, please remain for 100 eons to spread the doctrine. Your mind of wisdom realizes the full extent of objects of knowledge. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate. Your beautiful body is ablaze with the glory of renown. I prostrate to you, whom to see, to hear, and to remember is so meaningful. Pleasing water offerings, various flowers, sweet smelling incense, light, scented water, and so forth. A vast cloud of offerings was set out and imagined. I offer to you, O supreme field of merit, whatever non-virtues of body, speech, or mind I have accumulated since time without beginning, especially transgressions of my three vows. With great remorse, I confess each one from the depths of my heart. In this degenerate age, you strove for much learning and accomplishment. Abandoning the eight worldly concerns, you made your freedom and endowment meaningful. O protector from the very depths of my heart, I rejoice in the great wave of your deeds. From the billowing clouds of wisdom and compassion, in the space of your truth body, O venerable and holy gurus, please send down a rain of vast and profound dharma, appropriate to the disciples of this world. Through the virtues I have accumulated here, may the doctrine and all living beings receive every benefit, especially may the essence of the doctrine of Venerable Losandrapa shine forever. The ground sprinkled with perfume and spread with flowers, the great mountain for land, sun and moon, seen as a Buddha land and offered thus. May all beings enjoy such pure lands. Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kandiryatayami.
Tsongkhapa, crown ornament of the scholars of the land of the snows. Tsongkhapa, crown ornament to the scholars of the land of the snows. O Losandrapa, I request you please grant your blessings.
The path begins with strong reliance on my kind teacher, source of all good. O bless me with this understanding to follow him with great devotion. come results of karma just like the shadow of a body. With this knowledge and remembrance, bless me to be extremely cautious, always avoiding harmful actions and gathering abundant virtue. Samsara's pleasures are deceptive, give no contentment, only torment. So please bless me to strive sincerely to gain the bliss of perfect freedom. Oh, bless me so that from this pure thought come my fullness and greatest caution, to keep as my essential practice the doctrine's root, the pratimoksha. Just like myself, all my kind mothers are drowning in samsara's ocean. Oh, so that I may soon release them, bless me to train in bodhicitta. But I cannot become a Buddha by this alone without three ethics. So bless me with the strength to practice the Bodhisattva's ordination, by pacifying my distractions and analyzing perfect meanings. Bless me to quickly gain the union of special insight and quiescence. When I become a pure container through common thoughts, bless me to enter the essence practice of good fortune, the supreme vehicle Vajrayana. The two attainments both depend on my sacred vows and my commitments. Bless me to understand this clearly and keep them at the cost of my life. By constant practice in four sessions away, explained by holy teachers, oh, bless me to gain both the stages which are the essence of the tantras. May those who guide me on the good path and my companions all have long lives. Bless me to pacify completely all obstacles, outer and inner. May I always find perfect teachers and take delight in holy Dharma. Accomplish all grounds and pass swiftly and gain the state of Vajradhara. From the hearts of all the holy
our merit, lifespan, inner peace, and Dharma realizations. We meditate on this experience for a short while. Surrounding Guru Tsongkhapa dissolve into light and gather into him. He dissolves into Buddha Amitabha at his heart, who comes to the crown of our head. We mentally prostrate and make a short mandala offering to our spiritual guide in the aspect of Buddha Amitabha and our crown. To him by reciting 8 verses of Training in Light.
With the intention to retain the ultimate supreme law that surpasses even the wishmaster's dream, I am constantly cherish all living beings. Whenever I associate with others, may I view myself as the lowest of all, and with a pure intention, may I cherish others as supreme. Examining my mental continuum throughout all my actions, as soon as a delusion of self-cherishing develops, whereby I or others would act inappropriately, may I firmly face it and avert it. Whenever I see unfortunate beings oppressed by evil and violent suffering, may I cherish them as if I had found a rare and precious treasure. Even if someone I have helped and of whom I have great hopes nevertheless harms me intentionally, may I see him or her as my holy spiritual guide. When others out of jealousy or anger harm me or insult me, may I take defeat upon myself and not the enemy victory. In short, may I directly and indirectly offer help and happiness to all my mothers, and secretly take upon myself all their harm and suffering. Furthermore, through all the above practices, together a mind undefiled by stains and conceptions of the 8 extremes, and that sees all phenomena as illusory, may I and all living beings be released from the bondage of mistaken appearance and conception. Furthermore, through all the above practices, together the mind undefiled by stains and conceptions of the 8 extremes, and that sees all phenomena as illusory, may I and all living beings be released from the bondage of mistaken appearance and conception. Furthermore, through all the above practices, together with the mind undefiled by stains of conceptions of the 8 extremes, and that sees all phenomena as illusory, may I and all living beings be released from the bondage of mistaken appearance and conception.
Light and nectar descend from Guru Amitabha's body, purifying our body and mind of all negativities, delusions, and obstructions, and ripening our potential to gain the realization of the meditation.